There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. You can call in and talk about whatever's on your mind on Free Talk Live this evening. It's Mark.
And Johnson.
Ian, our main host, is, well, it's his night off, so there you go. You can give us a call, talk about anything you want here on Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. We were discussing an article from the Free Thought Project where apparently a Texas representative, Jason Villalba from Texas, has recommended, has put in a law that would apparently make it illegal for your average citizen, not good old mainstream media folks, but your average citizen, to film the police within 25 feet. So that means if you are in an encounter with a police officer, you cannot film that encounter. Now, I mean, I can see why you wouldn't want, why police wouldn't want you within a certain distance of, you know, them while they're doing their job.
Sure.
Getting involved and, you know, that sort of thing.
Some cases, I don't think that they should necessarily have that, right? I mean, I guess maybe beyond, like, you know, 1 foot.
Yeah, I think that there's probably probably some rule already about interfering with a law enforcement officer in the course of his duties. The thing is you'd have to prove that, as opposed to giving just this sort of, you know, prescription of how far one has to be.
Right.
Now, this Jason Villalba here, he says that news media, he defines them as a radio or television station that holds a license issued by the Federal Communications Commission, not Free Talk Live. So Free Talk Live is a nationally syndicated radio program on more than 150 stations across the country, but we do not have a license that's issued by the Federal Communications Commission.
You don't count.
B, a newspaper that is qualified under Section 2051.044. I know people read that all the time. One of my favorites. Got it right in the bathroom. Government code to publish legal notices, or is a free newspaper of general circulation that is published at least once a week.
FPP.cc.
And available, and I think FPP.cc is monthly, isn't it?
Oh, is that
it's
monthly.
Newspaper they produce over there at fpp.cc. At least once a week, or available and of interest to the general public in connection with the dissemination of news or public affairs. I don't see why. And available and of interest. Or a magazine that appears on a regular interval that contains stories, articles, essays, or by various writers that is available and of interest to the general public in connection with the dissemination of news or public affairs. Now, consider for a second that there are laws, rulings throughout, not laws, but rulings from courts throughout the country that basically say anybody who has a blog is the news media. And I think this is fair. As a matter of fact, I think anybody who thinks they're going to start a blog tomorrow is the news media. I mean, if you see a story that goes down and you want to make a news career out of it by breaking that story on the internet, well, by God, you should be able to do that. That's your right as an American citizen. Under the rules here that Jason Villalba suggests is that you can't start a new magazine or a new newspaper. If you want to film police. So you can only film police if you have an established magazine or newspaper that has come out on a regular basis. But you can't start a new one next week and break some story about police abuse or something like that. You can't do that. And by the way, what good is it of your newspaper or magazine to audio and video record an interaction, right? Like, these are pretty old technologies where you're using a pretty new one. So, yeah, I mean, I think that they also, if it cuts out Rush Limbaugh, Free Talk Live, Sean Hannity, Michael Savage, every one of the nationally syndicated hosts, unless, I suppose, many of them do work for a radio or television. They probably work for radio stations as Rush has his out of his home. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, some of these shows have flagship stations. Free Talk Live doesn't. We're one of the new breed where you don't need a flagship station. So I guess I want to know. I mean, what do you people think about this? When your representative decides that it's appropriate, somebody who is elected to and swore an oath to the Constitution, that includes the First Amendment, the right to the freedom of the press, suggests that the people can't go and film the police. Do we need a stipulation in the First Amendment that says, oh, yeah, except for government agents in the course of their duties, that all these decisions coming down from the circuit courts that say that filming the police, you know, public officials on public property while they're working for public money on public time, that's okay, that somehow those judges are all mistaken? This is what I want to know. Now, we had a caller earlier who suggested that the shooting in shootings in Ferguson, Missouri yesterday might be a result of an anti-cop sentiment that is sort of percolating. And I would tend to think that that's probably true. I don't disagree with that statement. What do you do? How do you watch the watchers when the watchers clearly, when we can see the videotape, when you can see police officers kicking the crap out of people in real time through Bambuser and these sorts of apps, how do you stop that? How do you control that? The only thing you can do is videotape. The only thing you can do is speak out.
Yep, and that's true. And they don't want people to do, you know, they don't want people to have any of that power. I mean, because that's what it is. It's just like, well, how can we take away any power that people have at all?
That's exactly what it is.
No.
Government is, by its nature, a conservative organization. It is intended to conserve the state, right? To conserve the status quo. To, you know, hold things the way they are. And they don't like change. They shouldn't like change. They're the ones with power. Who wants to change away from a system where they have power? Well, not a government agent, generally, because they're attracted to power, generally. There certainly are some, I'm sure, that aren't. But, I mean, the very idea that these people are going to police themselves is patently ludicrous, and there's thousands of years of history that we can look at to see that states are terrible at controlling themselves, even if you look at democracies. I mean, George Orwell didn't write 1984 about a totalitarian regime. It was to show what happens to democracies. Aldous Huxley, however you pronounce that, I'm not exactly sure.
That sounds about right.
He wrote his Brave New World as a warning to people about what the world is going to be like. That it is quite possible that there'll be a contingent in society that enjoys their chains, argues for their chains, demands that other people enjoy the chains that they enjoy, and this is sort of the natural outcropping of a republic. We're told it's not a democracy. I think that this is really just prattling nonsense. The difference between a democracy and a republic? Come on. Was the Roman Republic an organization that respected rights? Because that's what people... I'm a Republican, and that's what Republicans will generally say. We don't live in a democracy. We live in a republic. A republic is a...
Technically, we live in a democratic republic, but anyway.
I think that that's probably the fairest thing to say is a democratic republic. But many people shorten it to democracy, and some people use the term republic, and I think that it's really just PR where Republicans don't like the idea that the word that's usually used to describe democratic republics as a democracy. So they want to reclaim the term republic so that Republicans look like they have more social currency, as it were. But, if the United States is an organization where we elect representatives that has a constitution that respects rights, where was the Roman Republic's list of rights? I mean, certainly they had whatever those guys were that carried around those... things of twigs, I can't remember exactly. But the things on the back of dimes, there's these, I can't remember what they're called, but, these bundle of twigs that they had that somehow, gave them social notoriety or something. Anyway, I think that this is just an argument of semantics, frankly, and I don't think there's any point in it. There was at my town meeting, we had to vote on whether or not humans whether corporations were people. It was really hilarious that we put this non-binding vote to the people of Westmoreland. And it was close, mind you.
Wow.
Yeah.
It was close? Wow.
It was pretty close. Are corporations people? 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-463-9184. That's 1-800-463-9184. 1-800-463-9184.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. It's 855-450-3733. You can call in and talk about whatever's on your mind. It's Mark with you.
And Johnson.
855-450-FREE. Or lrn.fm on Skype. You can get a free pound of coffee. All you have to do is go to coffee.freetalklive.com. There we have a subscription program that we've worked out with BuzzBox. And you sign up. You pay for the shipping, but it's a free pound of some of the best coffee you're ever going to taste. It's delicious, shade-grown, 100% organic, top 1% grade Arabica beans. This is the best of the best coffee. There's, you know, none better. Now, you may have a preference of sort of the very best coffees, but they have so many varieties over there that you're going to find something that really works for you. It's better for you and better tasting. Coffee.freetalklive.com. And when you buy your coffee, continue to buy your coffee there, because the first one you get free, but it's a subscription program. You can cancel at any time. But if you continue to get your coffee there, we'll be able to send money to people around the world through Kiva.org. It's a microloan program where we can loan to people around the world, helping them get the things that they really need in life, things that they've decided they need, a hand up rather than a handout, because when they pay it back, and they do pay it back, we have, at this point, 100% payback, by the way. We're very lucky. We've loaned it out to other people. It's coffee.freetalklive.com to help us with that. Coffee.freetalklive.com. Let's go to Mackenzie calling in from Utah. Mackenzie, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hi, I just had a thought, and I'll be real quick, but someone had suggested we have two houses in Congress. We have a House of Representatives, we also have a Senate. However, the Senate does not represent the states anymore. It's,
yep.
You know, they have to be elected by popular vote, so what use are they? Why not get rid of them? My thought was, why not go back to their original use, so that if they aren't representing the state and aren't accountable to the states, that the state legislature can recall them, just like before the whichever amendment which changed it to a popular vote.
The 17th.
Was it the 17th? Okay.
I
think so, too. It's pretty close in there. Do you know the reason behind that amendment being passed?
I would assume it's just because people wanted more representation, but I could not say, no.
Actually, the history of that is because in Illinois, and it was during a time of big boss and incredible political corruptness around the turn of the century, in Illinois, the entire state legislature was bought off. And so they, you know, there was this outcry of, oh, we can't trust the state legislatures. They can be bought off. Therefore, all we can trust is the people. And, you know, democracies, pure democracies, always, you know, essentially implode at some point because
they result in socialism. I mean, basically, you know, it would be very difficult to say that you wouldn't be able to appeal to 51% of people by giving them free stuff.
Well, exactly, which is the problem. So let's just pass another amendment and make the Senate do what it's supposed to. Because you're right, essentially, the way it is, it's useless.
So what's it supposed to do? Represent the states?
It was supposed to represent state interest and be accountable to the state legislatures so that, you know, if Virginia was getting out of control, it was a protection for the smaller states or the less populous states. If Virginia was getting out of control and Rhode Island didn't like it, then so the senators weren't doing what Rhode Island wanted, instead they were going along with Virginia, then they could say, come back, you can't be our senators. We're going to have somebody else be our senators because we need to be represented against, you know, bigger groups or bigger interests. And so they are supposed to represent the interest of that state. And
I guess the difficulty would be here is that, you know, there was probably a great public outcry for what went on with the 17th Amendment, but there's no public outcry for this, right? Like, so the idea of getting an amendment through these days is really unlikely.
Right.
I think it was the Equal Rights Amendment is what they were trying to do when I was a kid, and nobody's even proposed one since then.
Well, right, and the reason there's not an outcry is nobody realizes that's what the original intent was. Instead, it's sort of like, well, we need to change governments. This government isn't working anymore. Well, what's happened is that the structure itself, the original structure, was good. But if the people that are there can no longer be trusted with the public trust, of course it's not working. because they're doing
I think that it's a pretty radical statement to say that the government was good prior to the 17th Amendment. I mean, we had all kinds of problems.
I mean, okay. The government structure itself, when the founders set it up, they looked at it. They had looked at every government that had ever existed in history, and they had said, okay, what happened with this one, and what were the problems with this one? And they came to amazing compromises and came up with a structure that they hoped could last, didn't have any idea. It was the American experiment, and hoped that statesmen would, they would be statesmen instead of politicians. And certainly that's what we're having more and more, is politicians. It's all self-interest, all self-interest. That's why people don't trust them.
Well, I think when you look at the Alien and Sedition Act under Adams, this is one I like to trot out, and, you know, Thomas Jefferson, this, you know, this bastion of freedom, he enforced it under his presidency, too. These were obvious violations of the Bill of Rights. I mean,
I agree with you there.
Kind of, you know, these went through that structure. So I don't know whether, I'm not prepared to say the United States is the single best, has the single best government on the planet. I don't know the answer to that. What I can see is that places like New Zealand and Canada have been rising on the economic freedom charts, you know, that are out there, and the United States has been falling. So, maybe that's the result of a bad governmental structure? I don't know.
Okay. I think it's a result of corruption in our leaders.
I agree with you. Why don't they have corruption in Canada?
Well, I can't answer that. But my thought was, let's not just throw out the Senate. Let's try it again the way it was originally intended. So that was.
I have an addition. McKenzie, I'll go with you. If we can agree that all the politicians have to agree 100% to pass a law.
No. No, you mean they have to agree with each other in order to pass the law? 100%.
Absolutely, 100%. Then you know that you get laws that 535 people have agreed upon. They'll be relatively powerless, and therefore the corruption will go away. Lobbyists trying to get 100% of politicians to agree on something are going to find that a Herculean task, and therefore most decisions will be left to the marketplace. They might have things like, it's wrong to kill people. It's wrong to set their houses on fire. It's wrong to rape people. They'll have laws like that because I think 100% of people can come to that conclusion. And by the way, I'm willing to step down to 85%.
Something like two-thirds or three-fourths makes more sense because under the Articles of Confederation, they couldn't even get 13 states to unanimously agree, which is why you had all the riots in between the ending of the Revolutionary War and before the Constitution was passed.
Well, that does sort of point out some of the difficulties. I mean, Rhode Island had to be threatened with a blockade in order to get the Constitution put through. So, they didn't want it either. So the Constitution was kind of shoved down people's throats to some extent. Thank you for the call, McKenzie. Appreciate it. 855-450-FREE. It's 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live. Hey, it's Mark of Free Talk Live, and I want to tell you about a new way to be prepared for emergencies. Not just big emergencies, but little ones too. It's a source of backup power, so small that I can put it in my pocket or the glove box of my car, but it's so powerful that it can actually jumpstart a bus if I need it to. Sounds crazy, but it's not. I'm talking about a breakthrough in portable power technology called the Pocket Power Plus. If you get stranded in an airport, in your car, or you just want to go off the grid for a while, the Pocket Power Plus becomes your own personal mini power plant. Run pretty much any kind of electronic device for hours, even days if you need to. The Pocket Power Plus can also deliver an enormous supply of on-demand power that can jumpstart almost any vehicle, even the coldest winter days. Comes with free jumper cables and an accessory pack. Best part, my listeners can now get Pocket Power Plus for half price by going to PocketPowerPlus9.com. That's PocketPowerPlus9.com. Use coupon code FTL to save even more. Go to PocketPowerPlus9.com, PocketPowerPlus9.com, coupon code FTL.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Stanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential. Reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177. 201-945-1177. EvolveYourself.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The freeze-dry guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The freeze-dry guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. You can call in and talk about whatever's on your mind, or you can use Skype. Our username is lrn.fm. Is all you have to do is send us a user request thing there, and we'll approve it probably within 10 minutes or so. And then you can call in and usually sound a bit better. Or you can use the old telephone lines, 855-450-3733. I wish that I didn't have to keep reading stories like this. But I feel like it's one of the things that Free Talk Live can change by bringing enough attention to it. Yes, it is extraordinarily difficult to change the political system, the atmosphere, government generally, but with enough pressure and enough sunlight on things, bureaucrats will change. And this is one of the ones that's sort of tenuous, because it's only relatively recently that our children, probably since Columbine, have been subject to this zero tolerance crap that goes on in schools. Now, it sounds great, zero tolerance for violence. But it results in things like this from KRDO in Colorado Springs, a Colorado Springs first grader. This is a child who is younger than my son, Jack. Was suspended from school after pointing his fingers at a classmate in the shape of a gun. 6-year-old Elijah goes to Stratton Meadows Elementary School. On Monday, he pointed at a classmate in the shape of a gun and said, "You're dead." According to his behavior report, an administrator spoke with him about being what being dead means and about not confusing make-believe or things in games with reality. and he received a one-day suspension for threats against peers.
You can't repeat your daddy like that.
What's that mean?
Well, why is this kid going around, if he doesn't know the meaning of this thing, why is he going around pointing his fingers at people going, you're dead? You know, like, what's going on at home with this poor kid?
No, people, I mean, bang, bang, you're dead. I mean, this is as old as kids.
Yeah, I guess, maybe, but what, okay, I mean...
I think Jack talks about people being dead all the time. He was playing with some... He likes to play with my Risk game,
right.
And I think it's great because he learns the sort of the regions and that sort of thing in the process.
I don't know. There's a lot of possibilities for this thing. You know, like, there could be this kid could be a bully, or it could be him repeating something and not really understanding the meaning of it.
Yeah, I have to err on the side of believing that this is just rather normal. Too many times, there's too much of a pattern from the side of the school on schools on this, is that essentially there was a deaf kid named Hunter who the school wanted him to change his name. His name is Hunter, and right. The abbreviation right. for his name is a sort of a wagging gun finger thing.
Right.
And they wanted him to change his name because he was making the gun finger.
Right.
The gun finger is verboten.
Right.
In school right now.
Right.
Now, I don't think that the kid was likely bullying another kid at this point. They were probably just doing make-believe.
I'd like to see kids, like, do the gun finger, right, all the time, but be doing the gun fingers and say, L, 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 L.
Because it looks like L.
Yeah.
If you hold them up, if you hold them up, you can tell your right from your left that way. That's
exactly.
How I was taught. But, yeah, I mean, you know, does that mean you're shooting upward when you look at the
sure.
L? Yeah, maybe.
Celebrating a victory in some sports team?
The father goes on here. I know they have zero tolerance, but more of a, maybe a no recess, his dad said. This is Austin Thurston. Going as far as a one-day suspension is a little extreme for a six-year-old in first grade. A spokesperson for Harrison District School 2, which Stratton Meadows is part of, couldn't give us specifics about the case, but because it's part of the student's personal record. But... she said school administrators feel that they issued the appropriate disciplinary action. She also said school staff speaks with students and parents before a suspension, and they consider current as well as previous behaviors. Elijah has been to school since January. His dad said, well, he had minor behavioral incidences in previous school. This was the first time he got in trouble at Stratton Meadows. And... I don't know how many kindergartners don't have minor behavioral issues. I mean, that's
right.
Sort of, this is what school is, right? It's behavior modification indoctrination
yeah.
camp. I mean, that's essentially what it is. And that's what you have to do. I mean, you know, you're just talking about a primate here, and it has to be sort of taught, socialized into...
Yeah, just pump them full of Ritalin, and there won't be any problems.
Yeah. But I think that the problem with school is that it's designed to teach you how to sort of be a little factory worker, a little office drone. It's not really designed to make creative people. You know, the bell rings, you go do this thing. The bell rings, you go do that thing. No, you can't go potty now. You have to wait to go potty later. You know, all these things. This isn't conducive to making a creative being. Creativity is the most important thing in today's job market. Creativity is what's rewarded. People who are self-motivated. How can you be self-motivated when you're told what to do for 8 hours out of the day? I think that you can't make genius and you can't make creativity. You can't make inspiration. But you can kill all those things.
Yeah.
There's one thing common among kids who hate school. School. My son doesn't go to school. We have sent him to different classes and that sort of thing, and basically it's to be able to play with other kids. If he wants to do that, that's cool. But one thing I'm very, very clear on is I don't want somebody sort of indoctrinating my child, sort of holding him back.
Right.
He can already read at something like a third or fourth grade level. I don't want him reading with your kids because they can't read as well. I don't want him because
right.
If you have a group of 20 kids and you're trying to teach them to read, some are going to be below the mean and some are going to be above the mean.
Yep.
The result is the mean. And that means that the people above the mean are going to be pulled downward. And the people below the mean are going to try, they're going to attempt to pull it upward. What this results in is the mean isn't even at 50%. The mean moves to somewhere around 40%.
And
this
really
is what we call dumbing down.
Yeah, and here's the really unfortunate thing is that there are a lot of people out there, and I think this is particular. Well, I was going to say it was particularly true amongst liberals, but this is just me projecting. But essentially, school, the biggest, I had a huge problem with school because I was definitely pulled down in school. I had, you know, I was tested, right? I'm in the, and this is multiple different tests, but to be in the 99th percentile for language. So, in other words, my vocabulary throughout my education, it means that if there are 100 people in a room, I'm basically speak.
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah, exactly. So, essentially, it came down in school, I was just, it was horrible, you
bored,
know.
Bored and frustrated?
Bored and frustrated, constantly, but yet, at the same time, not necessarily getting good grades, because homework was just busy work nonsense, and I hated being there. And the teachers were saying, like, hey, this kid is gifted, you know, you could be in a gifted program, and, you know, and on one level, and then the other level, he couldn't do the work.
By the time you get to the gifted program, they've sucked out whatever desire you have to do the work and to learn.
Not necessarily. It was just that I had a family that refused to not, you know, to put me in anything other than, oh, you need to go to government school and just go through the program.
I have read an article. I've read more than one article that it's anti-liberal to send your kid to a private school or to homeschool or to unschool to do these things. It's anti-liberal. Now, I'm not sure what they're defining liberal as.
I grew up in Connecticut, by the way, folks.
But the idea, basically what I've read in there is that your smart kid's going to be smart. It doesn't really matter. That if you take your smart kid out of the school, it drags down the mean and makes it worse for the other kids. So you have to sacrifice your smart kid's smartness to the altar of conformity.
Right.
It is amazing to read these articles written by these people, but they do it with a straight face. I remember this one lady talking about how she's judgmental. She says this, I'm judgmental because I think that you should send your kid to public school. Well, why? I mean, many of these people are against charter schools and voucher programs. It's not because they like public school. It's because they want them in one place to indoctrinate them, and they support teachers' unions.
Right.
They want nothing for kids. They care nothing for education. These people aren't even socialists. They're totalitarians.
Yeah.
855-450-3733. If totalitarianism is liberalism, I want nothing to do with it. Thanks very much.
Indefinite extension of the human lifespan is coming. But is it coming soon enough for you and me? That's the $80,000 question. I say $80,000 because that's what it costs to have your head cryonically frozen by Alcor. I've committed to do it. I got a life insurance policy, and I made them the beneficiaries. Bam! My best shot at living forever. Interested? Contact them at alcor.org. ALCOR.ORG. Mention my name, and I get a free year of membership.
You've been lied to. Being overweight is not about overeating, not exercising, or a lack of self-control. Diets, gyms, and pills can't fix it. It's your hormones. Go to 99skinny.com for a free video where Dr. Steven Siskin explains the four hormonal barriers to weight loss in men and women over 40.
When I first started losing the weight, all my clothes were falling off. I got some skinny jeans, and my husband was chasing me around the table again. I couldn't be happier.
Go to 99skinny.com to see this riveting free video. That's 99skinny.com.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts, not available to the little guy. Until now.
Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products.
It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery.
Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. It's 855-450-3733. You can call in and talk about whatever's on your mind. Again, 855-450-FREE or LRN.FM on Skype. It's Mark here with you.
And Johnson.
So, I want you to go check out FortGalt.com. This is a really interesting project. What they're doing there is they're offering affordable accommodations for those looking to establish a little home base outside the U.S. It's not some sprawling valley of vast estates or anything like that. It basically looks more like a condo building or a ski resort or some kind of they've got some pretty cool amenities and that sort of thing. It, by the way, it's going to be created by Benson Wood, their Unity project, so it is going to be beautiful. And you can go see the videos they have there. The mock-ups are stunning. It's amazing to go see these and the project they're putting together. Basically, you wouldn't be putting money all in up at front. This is not, well, you know, not, even if it does go under, you wouldn't have that much of an investment to begin with. Go check it out. FortGalt.com. There's only room for about 100 people, so don't wait till the place is full. I think you're really going to find this very intriguing. I certainly have. From little tiny areas, you know, by 4 by 11, that kind of thing. That's a pretty small room. You're talking about basically a little cell there. So it's mostly a community situation to, you know, bigger rooms, but, you know, quite large rooms. Whatever it is that you and your family need, you can find it at FortGalt.com. They're actually going to be in southern Chile is where they're doing their first project, but they intend to do these all around the world, and I think it's an exciting idea. FortGalt.com. Let's go to Straight Razor calling in from Texas. Straight Razor, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Good evening, gentlemen. So how about that for a government school? We need more money for art projects, but we're going to ban imagination.
Yeah.
So I was calling in about the interesting conversation about the Constitution and how the political system is working here.
Okay, before you go on with the Constitution, I want to talk about imagination for a second. I've thought about imagination as far as kids go, and I think that this is I have some questions about imagination. I don't expect you to know the answers, but I want to ask them to the ether, Straight Razor. Is do like, if a kid never had anything to build imagination on, right? So my son loves to talk about Star Wars and Marvel heroes, right? Like Star Wars characters and Marvel heroes. I suspect he's gotten that from his dad, right? Like, his dad's really into Marvel stuff and kind of like Star Wars, and, you know, he got into it too. At some point, he'll get, you know, pressure from friends and that sort of thing, and he'll decide what's cool there. And, you know, imagination works on top of these things. You sort of, you know, oh, no, that laser gun doesn't kill you. It stuns you, and you're up after 5 minutes. You make all these rules and games and stuff in the process. But what would it be like if there was nothing upon which to build? If you just sort of left your kid as a blank slate, would they be more imaginative because they had to work their imagination muscles harder? Or would they be less imaginative because they didn't have much to build on in the first place?
Well, I think the issue here, though, is that they're actually kind of banning the imagination.
So, sure. I don't disagree with that.
You didn't force your child to imagine about a lightsaber or, you know, whatever fictional characters you like. Yeah. They just picked up on that and took it from there. However,
yeah, he likes it for that reason.
If you had said no, you can't imagine that phaser only stops somebody in their tracks. You have to imagine that it kills them. And you just ban the concept that whatever that device could do could only do one thing. Then you're kind of limiting the imagination to exactly what you want, which is kind of what, like, the school is trying to do.
That's what they're doing. Go on.
Right.
What'd you call in about?
So, I completely agree with you on the legislature having to agree at the very least 85% on every law. However, one thing that I do think we need to separate is they need to not be able to vote themselves more money, because people will still join because they know, well, everybody will just agree and I'll get more money. Plus, I don't have to do anything because no one's going to agree. So I don't ever have to be put on the spot for my beliefs.
How would they get paid then? Would it be based on the consumer price index, or would it be the you know, people had to vote to give Congress a raise? How would Congress get a raise?
Now that's where things get kind of tough, because people have different theories. So I would say obviously you're not going to be able to leave it up to the person who's getting paid to vote on their raise. So
it's a terrible idea for employees to decide, you know, what they get paid, especially when they don't work in a for-profit organization.
Well, we should just be thanking our stars that they can't vote how many times a year they get a raise, because then we'd really be in trouble.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think there needs to be some other way of determining that, whether it's, okay, well, under the guise of this particular Congress or whichever legislature you're looking at, the economy did this much better, or we brought in this much more money. Okay, well, maybe we can do a percentage of that based on your performance and getting us to that point.
Right.
It's a tough decision.
I think it would be interesting, because what you probably would have is Congress would then begin to occupy a sphere kind of like government school teachers. If people got to vote what government school teachers got paid, they probably would get paid even more than they do. These folks that work 9 months out of the year and, you know, they're not laying block, they, you know, generally make more than your average working folks, and they have pretty good benefits. I'm not saying teachers aren't great folks or whatever it is that I might be accused of here. It's just that I am going to say you get some time to do other work, or maybe, you know, go travel or do a variety of things, and the idea that teachers are somehow underpaid in much of America sounds ludicrous to me.
Well, what about pay by performance? Because here's the thing. There are plenty of teachers out there who are not performing up to par.
Sure.
And they,
can't fire them.
They just get to ride the government gravy train, and they just read out of that book and tell your kid what to think and how to think it and when to think it, as opposed to saying, here are two topics. Why don't we go ahead and debate that and use your mind to figure out solutions to complex problems?
Well, how about we just stop funding agencies of coercion? Why in the world do we have to pay into? Why does somebody like my co-host Ian or Johnson here have to pay to educate other people's kids? Even more importantly, what about my kid? I have to pay in something like, I don't know, more than about $2,000 a year is going into a school in my town that my son doesn't attend, will never attend. And so other people with cars, in many cases, much nicer than my 2002 Ford pickup truck, you know, they drive nice cars. They can afford to educate their kid if they wanted to. But they don't. They want me to pay for it. They want my son to pay for it because money's fungible. That's coming out of his education.
Oh, absolutely. And the other thing is you're not allowed to use those facilities. On the weekends, there's just this big open, empty lot and empty playground. So why shouldn't your kid be able to participate in after-school activities if you want them
right.
to?
Oh, in many cases, they can. Absolutely.
The state of Texas, that's not happening. If you're homeschooling, you cannot participate in any, like, sport for a school in your district. They will not allow it.
Yeah, I'm paying education taxes. I should be able to use the computer lab at these schools that my tax money paid for to host the class that I charge money for on the weekends. I should be able to make my money back in that facility by going and be able to teach a class there to adults. Like, if I wanted to teach Photoshop, because I'm a graphic designer by trade outside of Free Talk Live, I should be able to go teach Photoshop and graphic design to people at that class, at that school for money on weekends.
But if you show up there during the day, you're going to get arrested. Like, you're not even allowed on the property.
Well, I think another big thing here is that people forget. Now, I'm not justifying the system. However, if the system exists, then you need to use it to your best ability to make the outcome better. So if you're in an area with a school district, you need to see what your school is doing, even if your student doesn't.
Nonsense. That argument that you just made is utter nonsense because we did this here in Keene. A group of people went down to the school board meeting. It is a... completely, you will go down there, and basically these school board meetings in towns are attended by no one but people who are friends with, family with, or for the most part, employees of the education board in the area, and you will get nothing done.
Exactly.
It will be a complete waste of your time.
And how many people did you show up with, though? I'm just wondering.
About a dozen?
Yeah.
I don't think dozens is enough. I think you need more than that. You need to.
Yeah. Good luck with that.
Show me how to do it.
It needs to be like an occupation.
Yeah, I hear you.
Good luck with that.
Yeah, it's very difficult to get people to go to these things. They're like marathons. 855 453 Free Talk Live.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tab or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials.
commercial.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do.
When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.